What do you call a male sheep?
A male sheep. That's a ewe, isn't it?
I think that's a female, isn't it?
Oh, a male is a... A ram? Ram. Yeah, ram. Ram's a male and a ewe's a female. That's right.
That's right. And did you ever hear a male called a buck?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a difference maybe in age between a buck and a ram? Or
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't
did you raise sheep?
No.
You had cows and horses?
And goats.
Goats. All right. What do you call the stuff that sheep have on their backs?
Wool.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you call a male hog?
Boar.
And, did you have a name for the one that you would breed with a sow? Did he have a special name?
Yeah, they're always your breeding stock there. You'd, well, let me see. No, I don't reckon there's a special name on it. Well, maybe we just give him one.
Just a breeding hog or
yeah.
Something like that? All right, now, what would you... Say you had a hog and you didn't want him to, to grow into a boar.
Castrate him.
Okay. Now, did you have any other words for that?
No, I don't think so.
Would you say alter him?
No, not where I come from.
Would you use that same term for a horse?
Yeah.
A calf?
Yeah.
How about a cat that you had around the house? A house cat?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what would you call a male hog that has been castrated?
A bar.
Okay. What do you call a little one when it's first born?
Pig.
Okay. Now, do you have a name for it when it's a little bit older?
Shoat.
All right. How big must a pig get to be called a shoat?
Oh, I don't know. About up to where he'll weigh around 100 pounds on foot.
Okay. Now, what do you mean on foot?
Well, in other words, that's put him on his heel alive.
Oh, okay. All right. What do you call an unbred female hog? Do you have a special name?
Gilt.
A what?
A gilt.
Gilt? That's interesting. Would that be, would any unbred female animal be called a gilt or just the
That just refers to a hog.
Okay. Now, what do you call the stiff hairs on a hog's back?
Bristle.
And how about the big teeth that they have?
Tushes.
Okay. Now, how about those things that an elephant has? Are those, is that the same word?
They're called a tush, too.
Okay, so it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Just on elephant, they're bigger. All right.
And different shapes.
Uh-huh. All right, now, what do you call the things you put the food in for the hogs?
Troughs.
Okay. And how about, do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild? Not domesticated.
About wild hogs, that's the only thing I know of.
Okay, have you ever heard them called a mountain rooter?
Not a mountain rooter.
Or a piney woods rooter?
Piney woods rooter, yeah, I've heard that.
Okay.
Sure have.
And that does describe a wild
yeah.
hog? Okay. What do you call the noise made by a calf when it's being weaned? What kind of sound does it make?
When it's being weaned?
Mm-hmm.
You mean when it squalls, like
okay.
now?
Okay,
squalls.
That's good. All right, squall. How about the noise made by a calf?
A calf? He bawls.
Okay. How about a grown cow?
Well, she lows.
Mm-hmm. And a horse?
He brays.
Okay. Does he whinny too?
Whinny? Well, a mule whinnies now.
Oh, okay. That's the difference. All right, so you've got horses, mules, cows, and so forth. And when they're getting hungry, you'd have to go out and...
Feed them.
All right. What'd you call it? You call it the stock, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ever call them critters?
The critters? Yeah, I already called that, too.
Okay.
Ever call it?
Now then...